Summertime and the grilling is easy. Whether you cook with gas or swear by charcoal, nothing beats the simplicity of a smoky dinner right off the grill. But many of us prepare way ahead of time, bathing meat or fish for hours in a pungent broth of salt and tang and spice. Well, food writer Mark Bittman is here to tell us we're wasting our time. Mark, is that true?
Well, that's true from my perspective, Melissa. I think that a lot of people marinate meat especially, in order to try to tenderize it, and there is no way you are going to tenderize meat by marinating it. You might turn the outer layer into mush, but trying to tenderize meat by marinating it is sort of like trying to rehydrate your body by sitting in the bathtub. It just doesn't work.
Now, why is that? Because you would think, or I would think, that the longer it sits in something, that it's got to permeate in there and make everything awfully, awfully delicious.
Well, it might permeate the top layer, but it doesn't go much more than an eighth of an inch or so in. And as far as flavor goes, I do think that marinating for some period of time is beneficial, but I think the difference between 20 minutes and 20 hours is not that significant.
So if it were up to you, the optimal marinating time would be what?
Well, I think the optimal marinating time is the time it takes your grill to preheat. I mean, I turn on the grill, I make my so-called marinade, I throw my meat in it, and usually by then I'm ready to go down to the grill and put the meat on it. You just don't need that much time. I mean, I know people who take chefs and people who know about food who take a piece of meat and brush it with a little olive oil and rub it with some salt and some herbs and throw it on the grill just like that. And then they might repeat some of those flavors afterwards, some fresh herbs, some lemon juice after grilling. And then you have fresh, bright flavors as opposed to kind of burnt, maybe muddy flavors. In a way, I think marinating can be either counterproductive, because if you soak lemons and onions and garlic and herbs with meat for hours and hours, everything is becoming sort of more and more tame. Whereas if you use them at the last minute or while the meat is grilling or after the meat is grilled, you're getting the kind of sharp flavor that you're probably looking for.
Mark, why do you think we have this misconception that that things need to just steep in liquid for a long, long time?
My guess is that marinating began rather than as a way to add good flavor, as a way to detract from some off flavors or to hide some off flavors. That meat that may not have been in such great shape to begin with was marinated for a long period of time in really strong things like red wine and vinegar and strong spices, and then probably even cooked in that marinade. So you have dishes like Hasenpfeffer, which is a very, very strong, gamey rabbit dish, but that's marinated for 2 or 3 days, probably to try to tame that flavor before cooking.
You know, I have to tell you, I was aware that we'd be having this conversation, and a couple days ago I grilled some chicken and took your advice, just marinated it for the time it took to heat the grill in some oil and some soy sauce and mirin, Japanese sweet wine, and some sesame seeds. Got to tell you, it was the best chicken I've ever made. So there you go.
I was holding my breath here, waiting for the verdict. With fish especially, I throw swordfish. I really like to swordfish and tuna. I really like to grill, and I put them in not even a bowl, but a dish or a plate with olive oil and lemon, or soy sauce and ginger, or something like that. But really, for 10 minutes, I mean, I've tried to prove myself wrong. I've been working on this issue and writing about it for literally 15 years, and I've never, ever found that anything over a half an hour or so made much difference.
Well, we'll send all the dissenting email your way.
I'm sure. Well, yes, I'm sure I'll be hearing from some people.
Mark, good to talk to you again.
It's always fun to be here, Melissa.
Mark Bittman is author of the book How to Cook Everything and the weekly food column in the New York Times, The Minimalist. You can find several of Mark's recipes for grilling and marinating on our website, npr.org.